This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Frankly, it's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
Dude said my name, Billy.
Boom. And welcome into the Thursday edition of the Diehards. Coach Billy Donovan hanging with us as well. What's up, Phyllis?
Can I address a rumor right now?
Yeah.
I'm not going to take the Celtics job.
You're not?
You're not?
No, I'm out.
You're not interested?
I'm out.
All right.
What would,
what would you be
in Canada?
Oot.
There you go. I might take it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever, right?
Bunch of
offers,
you know.
You got a lot of offers on the table.
I do.
What other offers do you have going on?
Well, I'm still waiting for an offer to work in the sausage industry from you.
I'm just trying to take over from Abe Froman, the sausage king of the Chicago. So once I get to that.
I'm working with my team of scientists at MIT to finally master my see-through-the-scratch ticket device.
Yep. How's that going?
I can't tell you, obviously. Duh. If you see me driving a new car, or if you see me in the 7-Eleven saying, I want that ticket.
Okay.
Not that one, that one.
Did you get the sponsorship meeting with Jesus of Nazareth?
Jesus of Nazareth, yeah. The box cutter, you know, my salon. I'm staying kind of. The tie goes to the runner, my food restaurant place. And I'm also working on my baseball metrics. I was going to ask you what your spin rate is today, Pep.
I really don't know.
How about your range factor?
My spin rate, what from the sausage machine?
Yeah, you can spin around. It's like one of those old movies where they put the guy on the stake and spun him around, only it's sausages for you. Yeah, you know, ultimate zone rating.
I don't know what any of this is.
Yep. Yeah, you got to work on my spin
rate. I finally learned what whip was, so just go. Yeah. I'll go there.
That's what you do with the extra sausages.
All right, so we got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to do a lot of NBA on the program.
I'm going to be watching the Bruins, so keep it down.
We're going to head to Vegas and chat with our pal, covers the Golden Knights. They are down 2 games to nothing and looking tough.
I watched last night overtime. I really talked to Jay Putt about it, obviously, but I honestly thought that was the game they had to win. They had a chance in overtime.
We'll talk to our pal from BUSR.com. We'll talk to our pal from Sports Hub 98.5 in Boston, Matt McCarthy, on the Progressive Guest Line tonight. We'll do some Lakers talk with Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation, but coming up next, NBA expert. He covers the Hawks.
About,
and we'll talk about
KC's
the Celtics team. Ian Thompson's up next with the Diehards. Keep it right here, Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
And Coach Billy Donovan, let's get right to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. He's a dear friend of the show, NBA expert, author of The Soul of Basketball. Also writes for the Atlanta Hawks, hawks.com, and Mr. Ian Thompson's on the line. Hey, Ian, anything happening in the Boston Celtics world?
No, you know, I've been away for a couple days. Can you get me caught up?
Hey, man, I guess I wasn't surprised with Danny Ainge stepping down, but what I was surprised is Brad Stevens stepping up. Did that surprise you at all?
When I saw that the headline or the release the Celtics sent out, and that was how I heard about it. And at first I thought, oh, they're making them Popovich. They're giving them both roles. And then when I saw that he was giving up the coaching job, it all kind of clicked, right? You realize there's a reason why they weren't defending the way they had in the past. They weren't doing the smart little things as a team. They weren't moving the ball. They weren't listening to him. They just weren't. You could see it in the way they played. There's all sorts of reasons why. They've had all kinds of bad luck this year. They've never had the same lineup on the floor. They've never had their best players available. I mean, there's all sorts of excuses. And yet his previous teams, in times of trouble, they still played like his teams. And this team was not playing like a Brad Stevens team. So to me, if if everything was going right with Brad Stevens and the Celtics and the players were listening to him and there was an optimal working relationship between the coach and the players, he would stay. I don't think he would leave as coach. But this sort of shows me. I'm not saying like it was toxic or anything. I'm just saying that it just wasn't working out anymore. And there's no way you can get rid of the players in this situation. They've got two young building blocks, and they're all capped out, and they don't have a lot to trade. And so they have to stick with this roster, the main pieces of it. And so what do you have to change? The coach. And so it just sort of makes sense for everybody. Danny's ready to go for all sorts of reasons probably, and Brad, it's not working out with this team anymore, and so it's the best use of the resources, I think, to do it this way.
Are you surprised that Stevens got the promotion like that? I mean, if he's, you know, just all the things you just said, as far as, you know, the team not listening to him, this and that, is generally the answer to that is not getting a promotion. If it was, I'd be a lot more successful.
I want that job. But excuse me. What I find myself think about is just how hard it is to be a general manager in the NBA. And I can't think of a single guy that took over that job and did it well in the first year or two. And Danny included. Danny came in and made all sorts of rookie mistakes that he would not be making in the latter years. You just would not have seen him make. And there are all sorts of, a lot of them are human mistakes, reading other people, knowing what you can get away with your coach and what you can't do. And also just being vulnerable in that position and not having proved that you can do it well creates doubts instantly. You're not received in a positive way. People are skeptical of everything you do until you prove that you know what you're doing. I just think it's a really, really, really hard job to do, and it's much more nuanced than coaching. So they're going into a summer where they've got to make really tough decisions, and if they want to improve the team, they have to win trades. They have to bamboozle other teams. Is he going to be able to come in and do that as a rookie GM? You know, who still, for all of his good experiences with the Celtics, he still only has 8 years of NBA experience under his belt. So I just think it's going to be really interesting. If there's anybody that can pull it off, it's him. And he would not be taking the job unless he thought he could do it well. And he is also, you know, he's not that far removed from being a college coach. He has lots of contacts in the college world, which should help him in the draft. So there's pluses and minuses, but in the early going, I think it's just going to be really, really hard for him to do this job.
Was anybody fired? I mean, was Danny fired, or was Stevens kind of forced to take that job? Is, you know what I mean? Obviously he wasn't fired, but, I mean, could he have the option of being fired, I guess?
Yeah, would you please fire me? I can get unemployment that way.
Stop.
I don't think he was fired. I don't think he's. If they've struggled this year, it's not because of what Danny Ainge did. It's because they scored a huge coup in trading for Kyrie Irving and really giving up nothing for him. And then Kyrie, who said he was going to stay, left. Everybody knows the story. But and he made he got Gordon Hayward. That was a big deal. Other teams wanted him. And then 5 minutes in, shatters his ankle. So, you know, the things that have undone the Celtics, I don't think you can blame Danny for. You hear fans complain a lot about some of his draft picks. Go through every team in the league, and you'll find every team, even the ones that draft well, making mistakes or maybe missing out on a surprise player that went number 20 and you're picking 15 and you could have had him. Nobody gets all those things right. It's a really hard thing to pick draft picks when the players are so young and inexperienced coming into the draft. So I look back on the two main guys that they have on the team. Jaylen Brown, nobody saw him becoming a star like this. It was a shock kind of that he went as high as he did in the draft. And he's turned out really well. And Jason Tatum, He became the Celtics pick when everybody else in the world thought they were going to take Markelle Fultz, and look how that turned out. So I think Danny decided for himself that this is probably a really hard time to be running the Celtics right now, because the Lakers are on the verge of passing the Celtics. That happens on your watch. And then you lose the series to the Nets just a few years after you bamboozled them on a trade. And people, the owners must not be very happy about that. How are the Nets better than us after all the, you know, after the trade we did with them? So there's just a lot going on that probably made the job uncomfortable. Not to mention his history of heart attacks. But I think the guy did a great job. He's known as one of the best GMs in the league. And if he left, well, he did leave, it's because of his own choosing.
Do you get paid extra on Hawks.com if you use the word bamboozled?
Well, no. What you want to do is try to turn it into two or three words.
You gotta get up early to slip one by my cock.
And sticking with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, Brad's first big move is going to have to be to replace himself. How much will Tatum and Brown? Will they have or should they have in the Celtics' next hire as head coach?
Oh, I don't think they'll have any say, none, and they shouldn't. They haven't earned that yet. You know, if one of them had led the Celtics to a championship, Billy, or an NBA Finals, even. If they were that kind of player, then maybe. But they're not there, and I don't see either of those guys as being the type, from what I can see from the outside, being the type that would demand that kind of say. You know, usually when the coach was not fired here, but usually when you fire a coach, you want to replace him with an opposite. And I kind of think that should be a guiding principle here. I mean, I've read a lot online about, Brad Stevens is a college guy. Maybe they'll hire another college coach. That would just be ridiculous. I mean, the one thing Brad has had trouble with is coaching the great NBA player, the big ego, it's all about me NBA star. He had trouble with Kyrie with that.
We call that a peppy. Still.
Yeah. and so
it wasn't funny.
I don't see why you would hire another college coach to go through that again. The guy that's most intriguing to me is Sam Cassell, who was a big-time NBA player, played biggest in the biggest games. He's been an assistant coach for a long time, has really worked hard to learn that side of the business. And I think he would light a fire under these guys. And he, as an ex-player, you know, won championship. He would be able to connect with them. He'd be like a next generation version of Doc Rivers for the Celtics. Right? That's the guy that's most intriguing to me among all the candidates right now.
Is the next coach a Brad Stevens hire, or is it a Wick Grosbeck hire?
Oh, it's a Brad Stevens hire, but this is not just true with the Celtics. Every team in the NBA, and it's probably true across all the sports now, the owners are heavily involved in every decision. And so you have to convince the owners that it's the right thing for the team. You don't just get, I don't know of an owner in the NBA that just says, just do whatever you want. It's fine with me. I mean, they all have to be convinced, and that's how it should be. You know, they spend a lot of money on the teams, and there's a lot of money in play. And so, but it's going to be Brad's recommendation. I'm sure of that.
So just to make it clear for Billy, they're not interested in hiring a high school coach. Is that correct?
I already turned him.
Well, I mean, it's the job isn't available on Indeed, but maybe he could send his resume or something.
What a monster! I couldn't find a person.
Hey, man, how far can your young Hawks go?
You know, well, it got a lot better for them with Joel Embiid getting hurt.
Sure,
I'm sure he's going to play. I don't know how effective he's going to be. I'm sure he's going to play. You can play with this kind of injury. You know, there was talk. Remember when Paul Pierce had the wheelchair thing in the finals? Yeah. There was talk that he had the same kind of injury, and everybody then said, you know, you can play through it. And so I'm sure Embiid will, but it's going to be a more physical series for the Hawks. They're going to play real defense this time. And Ben Simmons, I think, has a chance to have a really big series because it's going to be a tough guy for them to guard.
Thoughts on tonight, Lakers game? I might smell shenanigans.
You know, they got blown out, the Lakers did the other night. And I'm thinking to myself, LeBron's saying, okay, we can lose this one. We'll win at home, and then good luck to them beating me in a Game 7. Because
yep.
You know in a Game 7, and people in Boston have seen it, he just controls the entire game. And it's played at his tempo, and he walks it up, and he looks around, and he finds it's like Tom Brady picking you apart. So I'm not ruling the Lakers out yet, but they're definitely in trouble just health-wise, especially Anthony Davis.
Ian, back to the Celtics. What's one name no one's talking about right now that you think would be the next head coach?
1 minute left here.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I don't know that a lot of people are talking about Sam Cassell. You know, all the talk about college coaches or Jay Larinaga seems to be an obvious choice. I just don't think that the Celtics can afford to do the obvious thing here, do the safe thing. They have to go out and find somebody that has a spark to them. And Sam Cassell, when they interview him, they're going to find him rough around the edges, and he's not going to kind of fit in with the kind of culture that you think of with Brad and Danny. And to that, I say, great, go for it. That's exactly what you need, because what you had going wasn't working, and you had all these stars in here, and they all left, and you got these young guys here, and they're not listening. So you need to switch it up and get somebody else in. And that's even more so than Chauncey Billups. I think Sam Cassell would be good at that.
Ian, keep up the good work on Hawks.com. Again, bamboozled. Just write it a couple times. You'll be fine.
They were very, 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 very bamboozled.
Thank you, Ian.
Bye, editor. Thank you.
There he is.
Thanks, Ian.
Ian Thompson, NBA expert, best in the business, author of The Soul of Basketball, and writer
little
for
little breaking
Hawks.
Hockey news. Mark Scheifele got four games.
Not enough,
suspension.
Is it?
Nah, I think it is.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think it was that bad of a hit, to be honest.
Take a quick TO and return highest rated segment.
Unless
program.
You're the guy getting hit.
It's called the Beantown Rundown. Comes up next with the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage.
Now time for the Beantown Rundown.
All right, boys, let's do this.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
And Coach Billy Donovan here at the O'Reilly Auto Parts
Next
Studios.
Next up,
East.
Turn it down.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring them out to you curbside.
What would they do in Canada?
Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping and on most orders over $35.
What if I ordered something for like $34.50?
Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
I think I just pay an extra dollar to get the free delivery, right?
O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts.
Throw a pack of gum on that auto, would you please, O'Reilly?
Better prices. Woo! Every day.
You miss me?
Yeah, miss. That would be the adjective I'd use.
Now that you're opening up sausage empire down the street.
Let's just go back to bamboozled.
What's the name of your office?
Very,
what do you call
very,
it?
Very bamboozled.
The sausage office? Sausages are us.
What's a bigger surprise, Coach Billy Donovan? Danny Ainge stepping down or Brad Stevens stepping up? Question two, if LeBron loses tonight, does it hurt his legacy? I know it's a stupid question. But are you going to hear rumors about him wanting to retire or even move on from the Lakers if they lose tonight's game? I know, Linehan, you think shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
I think Phoenix wins it tonight and wraps it up. Question three, are you sad at all that Coach K is calling it quits? I know he's hated. I know Duke's hated. Can you say hate anymore? I know it's a strong word.
Disliked,
not liked, the whole deal with Coach K. But are you sad at all? Like our whole college basketball lives have known Coach K. Like, it's like he's walking away, and it's like he's like an institution. Not like he is.
He is. Yeah.
Just thoughts on that. And question
Victory
four.
Lap.
Johnny Football told Barstool Sports he made a lot of money selling autographs at Texas A&M, but never made a dollar before winning the Heisman. Do you believe him?
Why wouldn't I? He seems like an honest fella. Good kid.
And then question five, MLB umpires cracking down
on pitchers. He was almost a duck.
Using illegal substances. Thoughts on that? All right, let's get right to it, Linehan. Bigger surprise, Danny stepping down or Brad Stevens stepping up?
I think Brad Stevens stepping up.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I think that, well, I'm glad then. I think that the, you know, Danny's health issues and heart attacks, and I think the more you, you know, from talking to Ian and other people like that, that I could see why the ownership wasn't real happy with it, especially when it's the Nets that are doing it to you and you supposedly bamboozled them.
When you fleeced them for that whole Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett situation.
You know what? You got enough money. You've been around forever. I don't need this guy yapping in my ear. Certainly don't need another heart attack.
Yeah, I got you. What do you think, Coach?
I have to agree 100%. Steven's stepping up.
Why don't you agree like 98% next time?
Danny is, you know, 62, health issues, and, you know, does he have it in him to do another build? I think Steven's moving at 44 from the sideline to the front office. I think he's back on the sidelines in a couple of years, whether or not it's
a I don't know. I think it might be a big difference, this kind of life versus the coaching life, as far as less stress. And, you know, like we were talking on the right here, Billy, he's got a kid who's just, a freshman in high school. And
be a freshman next year.
Going to be a freshman in high school and a daughter in the seventh grade. Run the clock out on those guys before you do it. You're still getting paid.
Again, I think it's different. And people are going, well, what qualifications does he have? Okay, he's a basketball lifer. We get that. We get the success he had in college. We get the success he's even have the Celtics team. You can talk about underachieving and blah, 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 whatever. But the reality is, what qualifications did Danny Ainge have when he moved into the front office? What qualifications did Larry Bird have? Other than being fantastic ball players, we get all that. But from a personnel standpoint, what qualifications did they have? So you know what? I don't question that too much.
How funny it would be if he traded like two people tomorrow just right away to let you know who he really
is. I'm the boss. Well, I think he obviously had a lot of issues with the roster throughout the year, and Ainge kind of made a mention of that. Like, now Brad has the chance to make the decisions.
Yeah.
I think the Celtics roster was flawed this year, and now you got to figure it out, and it won't be easy.
Plus, the Celtics have a lot of limited partners that we don't know about that supposedly have some opinions as well.
Oh, they all do.
I'm limited, but I'm not one of them.
They all do. I'm unlimited.
There's Epstein. There's obviously Wick Grossbeck is the guy, and there's who's the other? Pagliuca.
Yeah,
Pagsy.
Yeah.
Wicky and Pags.
Hey, LeBron loses tonight. Does it hurt his legacy? You're going to hear him upset, rumbling, talking about retiring, wanting to get traded. You get the LeBron disaster that will be this.
The Knicks got a lot of cap.
Yeah, they do.
LeBron's got a history of this. They first time around in Cleveland when the things went sour, out the door. Miami, it went sour, out the door. Cleveland the second time out the door. If they lose tonight or if they don't even make the Western Conference Finals, he's going to stop pointing fingers.
First of all, I'm not sure if I mentioned, but tonight he calls into the shenanigans category. But I think if they're down at the end, that's when he pulls his hamstring and falls down like JFK in Dallas, rolls around the court for a little while. So
we'll talk about that off here, by the way.
Hey, Coach, we'll start with you on this one.
Start with me.
Are you sad Coach K calling it quits? Again, this is all we've known in college basketball.
My whole life.
Like, to me, I don't love him. I respect him, obviously. But to me, I'm kind of sad.
I went down there for a game 12 years ago.
Getting recruited?
My knees were in Wojo's back. I was directly behind their bench. And
wasn't he the heir apparent at one point?
I'd like to hear Wojo's
They're all with it. Amaker was the heir apparent? Yeah.
I'd like to hear Wojo's version of the story.
I also, yada, yada, yada. He mentioned the bisque. I think he must think he has a wagon this year. And like Coach said, victory tour. You know, he's going to run the table and maybe win one more. But
that'd be awesome if he does.
And you think of the history.
Now I'm rooting for him this year, by the way.
His ties to Bobby Knight. I mean, we're talking like he's three steps away from, you know, like Naismith almost. It's a big loss.
I'm not a big fan of the victory tour lap. Yeah. You know, just quit the end of the season and go away. You know what I mean? You don't need people, you know, what are they going to give him? Like a bunch of plaques and a rocking chair and a Buick? I take the Buick.
Naming the successor now, John Shire, I bet you that's why. It gets him in there, and hey, he's the guy, because there'll be a lot of rumors of like maybe a guy like Brad Stevens might want to leave.
Do you believe Johnny Football did not make any money?
Yeah, I don't think he did, because I don't think anybody cared.
What do you think, Coach?
As soon as he got the chance to make money, he made money.
I think he's lying.
You guys both are connected to MLB umpires. You get some cracking down on pitchers using illegal substances. What's happening here?
Well, I'm pro-cheating at all levels of sports.
Of course you are.
Pro-scan.
I think it was kind of interesting that they came down hot on four minor leaguers this week.
How about Gerrit Cole, the Yankees ace, right? Yeah. How did he do today after that ruling came down? Five innings pitched, five hits, five earned runs.
I think you should be able to put gum and pudding on your hand if you want it.
Chocolate pudding only.
Tapioca, stupid.
Nope, chocolate only.
Yep. Snack packs.
What would Tom Brady do?
You don't need to do anything.
Dude!
He'd eat the pudding.
Inflate pudding, tapioca, doesn't matter, bro. Brady is the best.
He'd eat the pudding.
We're talking Lakers basketball next. AC, just taking a break.
This is the Diehards
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
And Coach Billy Donovan. They're my friends tonight. My friends.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Coach Billy Donovan is my dear friend, and Linehan's just here.
That's the story of my life.
You said my name.
Present.
My friend, though, is the sausage guy at Fenway Park.
That is a shocker.
I've known David Littlefield since 1990 when we were college football teammates at Curry College in Milton, Massachusetts.
God's country.
The sausage guy is a staple of Fenway Park on Lansdowne Street behind the Green Monster Kid.
What are you, the sausage kid, if he's a sausage guy?
Pick your sausage guy products up now that include sweet, hot, and pork, hot dogs, and even burgers. He does it all. They're available in New England at most supermarket chains, including Stop and Shop, Hannaford's, Big Y, and many more. Plus, ladies and gentlemen, in Detroit, Phoenix,
Tuscaloosa,
where we're huge.
Honolulu. Yeah.
Honolulu, Hawaii, aloha.
Aloha means hello, eh?
You can order your sausage guy products on QVC.com that includes steak, chicken, and pork tips and everything else out of this world. Go to QVC.com, search the sausage guy.
If you order the long sausages, Pep will deliver them to your house personally.
Progressive guest line, Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. He's a friend of the show, senior writer for Lakers Nation. Covers the Los Angeles Lakers. Mr. Trevor Lane's on the line. Trevor, welcome back to the Diehards. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, what's the latest and greatest on Anthony Davis for tonight?
Latest is he is going to give it a go. We'll
All right.
see how effective he can be. It's going to depend on the pregame warm-ups as well. If he's struggling there, then they might shut it down. But right now, it sounds like Anthony Davis is indeed going to play tonight. I'm a little bit surprised given the warm-up footage that we saw the other day before Game 5 when he was just trying to go through the motions and see if he could move around at all. He was grimacing, just moving at maybe a 25% pace. So I'm a little bit surprised, but do-or-die situation, I could see why he'd want to at least give it a try out there.
He seems like this year he's been getting hammered. I mean, I don't see – every time I watch the guy's hitting the floor. He's limping. He's stumbling. The guy seems to be getting battered around more than ever this year. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I actually think he's – towards the beginning of the season, he was doing a better job of not hitting the ground quite as often as he was doing last season, because Lakers fans hold their breath every time that happens. And it's, like you mentioned, it's a few times a game. I'm pretty sure that there's a Lakers drinking game out there that involves Anthony Davis hitting the ground. But yeah, this is – it's a regular thing.
Unfortunately, this
season it's been injuries
that
have come from it.
Hey, I'm kind of a shenanigans fan, as I like to say, and you see in a game like tonight, the Lakers are favored by two. How much of a, the NBA, I assume, would like to see the Lakers win, correct? I mean, does that come into a factor at all when you're thinking about these games?
I mean, I would assume that they would like that, obviously, you know, to go to a game seven,
yeah,
first and foremost, and then, you know, being such a big draw, yeah, from the NBA's perspective. From the NBA's perspective, Golden State would have made it through as well and would have been in the first round of the playoffs. I don't know as far as, like, you know, conspiracy theories and referees changing the outcome of games and things like that, whether or not that's something that would really happen. But, you know, I'm sure the NBA would not be sad if the Lakers did walk away with the win and at the very least get you a very highly rated game seven out of it.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon, I would assume, right?
How do we get to game seven?
I believe so.
How do the Lakers win tonight? How do we get to game seven?
So in order to win tonight, and this has been incredible, that this is what it's come down to. I mean, as much as we want to talk X's and O's and get into rotations and all that kind of stuff, the Lakers have to make their shots. That's really it. They have not been hitting their shots from outside, and that's why you've seen the Phoenix Suns completely packing the paint. They've had the third most open three-point shots out of anybody in the NBA playoffs. And they are, I believe, either second to last or third from last in terms of three-point percentage. They're shooting way below their season averages across the board, everywhere. And they're getting open looks, but they are just flat-out not hitting them. So, you know, there's a lot of little things that we could get into. But the bottom line is if they make the open shots they get, they'll be okay. But if they continue to shoot the way they have through most of the series, they're in trouble.
If the Lakers do lose tonight, if they fail to advance out of the first round, what changes do you see coming in the offseason?
You know, they're going to be an over-the-cap team regardless of what happens here. You've got a number of guys who are free agents, Dennis Schroeder, Alex Caruso, Talen Horton-Tucker will be restricted. Montrezl Harrell has a player option. So there's going to be some changes. I'd imagine they would be pretty aggressive on the trade front. They've got the 22nd pick in the NBA draft, and they've got some movable contracts. But it's not like they can go out there and just, you know, target the biggest free agent on the market or anything like that. They're not going to have cap room to do that. So a lot of the moves that they're going to make in the offseason, regardless of what happens here, it's going to have to be stuff around the edges where they're trying to bring in particular skill sets, but they're not going to be a landing spot for the top guys unless there's some sort of a crazy trade that comes out of left field that nobody saw coming.
Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote explorer, only at progressive.com. Hanging out with the diehards on the Progressive Guest Line Sports Map Radio Network. Trevor Lane, senior writer for Lakers Nation. Speaking of Lakers Nation, where's the fan base at right now, man?
Oh, the fan base is not in good shape at this point. Everybody is pretty frustrated. I mean, this has been pretty much, you know, for the most of the majority of the season, we've been saying, okay, hey, in 2 weeks, this guy's going to come back, and then we're going to see what the Lakers can really do. Oh, no, wait, okay, now this guy's hurt. So in 3 weeks, when this guy comes back, then we're going to see what they can do. And that has been the majority of the season, save for maybe the first month. And now it finally got to, okay, well, playoffs. If you can just get everybody healthy for the playoffs, and then, of course, that hasn't worked out either. So the frustration level is really high with just the number of injuries that the team has dealt with over the course of the season. And so there is certainly some pessimism due to that.
How much of a factor is the Kobe Bryant tragedy, obviously, to get them off to a start? But, I mean, is there still kind of a hangover about that in the organization?
I mean, it's something that's always present for the organization. But I think it was a bigger factor last season. There was very much a win it for Kobe mantra because all of that was still very, very fresh. Like I said, his presence will always be there. You can't spend two decades with a franchise and mean what he meant to the city and everything without having that. But I don't think it's as big of a factor as it was last season.
If they're able to win Game 6 tonight, force a Game 7, let's say they win Game 7, LeBron takes the team on his back, and they propel it, you know, and win this series that, again, Phoenix has looked like the better team in this series for the most part. Can this winning this series propel them to get to the finals?
It could, but again, it all comes down to health. I mean, look, we've seen it. You know, you mentioned Phoenix has looked like the better team. When Anthony Davis is healthy, the Lakers looked like the better team. They were cruising in Game 2 and Game 3. And then Game 4, as soon as you had a 50% Anthony Davis, then it became more of a toss-up. And then when AD was out, then suddenly the Lakers couldn't hang. So it really does come down to health. Can they get these guys out there and on the floor and at the highest level? So far, that hasn't happened this season.
Is there any fear if the Lakers do fall, you know, fail to repeat as champions or even come out of the West, is there any fear about how LeBron's going to act? Because we've seen this before. When it went sour in Cleveland the first time, when it went sour in Miami, when it went sour in Cleveland the second time, he kind of pushed his way out of town. Is there any fear? I know he's not an unrestricted free agent
he
for
sucks.
2 years. Is there any fear that he's going to start putting pressure on the organization and possibly maybe even looking to leave?
I don't think so. I mean, he's really put down roots in Los Angeles. I think it's where he wants to be after his career. So I don't think we're, you know, in any danger of seeing that. I mean, look, he made it through the first year in L.A. when they still had Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram. They didn't make the playoffs and things completely fell apart. He knows the organization does pretty much what he wants them to do in terms of targeting free agents and what kind of moves that he wants them to make. So I don't see him going anywhere, but I guess never say never. I would just say it's very unlikely.
We're located here in Boston. Apparently we had some big news here yesterday.
What happened?
I understand. Yeah.
Did Lucky the mascot retire?
Yeah, the Bruins are on the killing a penalty. But I just wonder what your perspective is, a West Coast perspective, basketball people you've talked about what happened in Boston, how much of a surprise it was.
I mean, it was, you know, we've been hearing about Danny Ainge maybe, you know, stepping away or something like that happening for a little while. That's kind of just been in whispers and rumors. But Brad Stevens taking over, that was a bit of a surprise. You know, he was the kind of guy where you thought he was just going to coach forever. And then you hear that, okay, it's been a little bit taxing on him to continue coaching, to go through the bubble and all that sort of stuff. So it is a bit of a surprising shakeup there. But, you know, you got to wonder with that team, are there now moves that they can make moving forward? Is there going to be a different approach in the front office in terms of will they be willing to give up a little bit more in a trade in order to land a star, whereas Danny Ainge might not have? Maybe he was looking for the perfect deal that just didn't quite come along. I think they still have a great foundation that they can build from, but it was certainly a surprise for most people that it was Brad Stevens stepping up to take over there, and he's leaving the bench as a coach when he's been lauded as, you know, one of the best coaches in the NBA for so long.
Getting back out to the West Coast, Utah's advanced to the second round, but every other series has a potential go to seven. If the Lakers don't come out of the West, who's going to win the West?
I mean, I would have said the Clippers, but here they are on the brink as well. It's going to be really interesting to see. You know, I had the Lakers and Clippers as the top two if everybody was healthy. But, you know, if Dallas continues shooting the ball the way that they have been, I think they definitely have a shot to come out of there. But otherwise, let's say if the Lakers and Clippers are both out, I would lean Utah. I think they're probably the club that has the most veteran presence there, that has guys who've been there, been through it. Donovan Mitchell is incredibly dynamic. His ability to get to the rim changes things a lot for them on the offensive end of the floor. And then Mike Conley has really been stepping up in the playoffs. He's hit big shot after big shot. So if the Lakers and Clippers are both out, then I would say Utah has got to be the favorite.
Trevor, before we let you go, obviously everyone thinks that the Brooklyn Nets are going to come out of the East. What about that team called the Milwaukee Bucks? They're pretty good.
I still like the Celtics' chances.
I love the optimism there on the Celtics. But,
Celtics in nine. I've said it from the beginning. All right, brother.
I think that people are overlooking the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, look, the Brooklyn Nets, this is the gamble right now. The Brooklyn Nets are based on this whole idea that we've now hit a point in the NBA where offense matters more than defense. For so long, the saying has been defense wins championships. And the Nets are saying, no, our offense is going to be so good, the defense isn't going to matter as much. And maybe they're right. That may be the case. But this is going to be the test because Milwaukee's got a really good defense. They've got guys who can really physically punish you. They've made some really nice additions. Drew Holiday, of course, has been great for them in terms of taking them to another level. If they rip through the Bucks, if the Nets are able to tear through the Bucks, then I think we'll say, oh, my goodness, this Nets team is for real. And the rest of the league is in trouble. But until then, I think the Nets or the Bucks can give the Nets some real problems at a number of key positions, and I can't wait for this series. I think I'm more excited for this series than any other series right now in the NBA.
We know how key LeBron is. We know how key AD is. AD is going to give it a go, as you mentioned. Who's that third player tonight that needs to step up, make it happen? You mentioned they need to hit the shots.
Kareem.
Who's the player that needs to step up tonight other than those other two for the Lakers to get the W and force a Game 7?
Michael Cooper.
Oh, it's Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder, 100%. And it's not even just for the Lakers. It's for him for going into potentially free agency and everything going on there. He is, 0-for-9 in his last game. Lakers fans were not pleased with him. He removed mentions of the Lakers from his bio on Instagram, and that was a big thing today that was going around on social media. And then about an hour or so ago, he put it back in there because apparently enough people were complaining about that. He's got a lot on the line here. This is the biggest game of his career, especially coming off a poor performance in the last game and potentially heading into free agency. Dennis Schroeder has a lot riding on this game, both in terms of what he brings to the team for the Lakers and in terms of his own situation heading into free agency. So he's the guy that really needs to step up, both for the Lakers and himself.
I can't even imagine being a basketball fan out in L.A. And again, I know it's Lakers or Clippers. Like, it's not both, but could you imagine if they both bow out? Like, could you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very different – like, I don't think you get a lot of Lakers fans tuning in to Clippers games if the Lakers lose, like hoping to see the Clippers win. It's very much the opposite.
Sure.
But that said, yeah, it would be surprising because, again, yeah, we were going into this offseason saying, hey, look, if both teams are healthy, this is probably the top two teams in the West, and they could both be knocked out in the first round, which, I mean, the rest of the West will be really excited about that, I think.
Hey, man, keep up the good work. We
don't worry about tonight. Shenanigans.
Linehan loves the Lakers, so
I do.
Phoenix wins tonight.
Yeah, that probably makes sense. But
hey, Trevor, thank you so much.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for having me.
There he is. Trevor Lane covers the Lakers, Laker Nation, here with the diehards. Take our final timeout of hour number one. Tell you about our friends at Rocket Mortgage. and tell you about hour number two coming up next. You're listening to the Diehards.
Not that predictable after all, are we there, son?
Yeah, you are. Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
And Coach Billy Donovan, last hour, Diehards presented by Rocket Mortgage. Ready for a new home, Rocket Cam. I just say that fast before Linehan put his headset back on and turned his mic on. He's a little slow.
Huh? What happened? Where am I? Oh, I know where I am. The Sausage House.
Are your buddies going to kick out of this sausage pit? Are they all texting you laugh? Like, is this funny?
Yeah, well, they just have some questions about you, and I explained to them that, yes, he does
enjoy a
sausage. What's wrong with that?
I'm sure they have plenty of questions about me.
Now he likes to sell them. That's how much he likes sausages.
Okay.
Eats them, sells them, plays with them, you name it. What's your favorite kind of sausage?
Yep.
Oh, all right, just checking.
I'm a garlic parmesan guy.
Are you really?
Figured you would like hot.
I'm a garlic palm guy.
You like foot long.
Garlic palm guy.
What's the biggest sausage you've ever had?
Sausage guy, sausages are pretty big.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. They sell them at Stop and Shop. They're pretty good.
What's Stop and Shop this afternoon?
See the Entendres he's doing, all that the stuff he's doing. It's not even funny anymore.
It isn't?
No, it's not.
As soon as I find out what the word Entendre means, I'll go with it. Is that a cold place in Alaska?
I don't know.
All right, no more sausages. How about hot dogs?
I love hot dogs.
All right.
Your friends asking me about hot dogs, too?
Yeah, they are, as a matter of fact. With cheese on.